Jay Mariotti here, and welcome to the latest edition of my Pandemic Proof podcast. This is no time to suffer fools on planet Earth, which will remain a diseased, frightened, and paralyzed place until further notice as the coronapocalypse intensifies. Yet, astonishingly and rather disgustingly, amid a global health crisis that continues to take victims and shutter life as we know it, the National Football League continues to operate this week in an ignorant, arrogant, tone-deaf bubble. And it's a climate that enables one Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever and a responsible American who should know better, to actually play out an all-time soap opera amid this pandemic and file divorce papers from the only team he has known, the New England Patriots, and then agree to a deal, and I am having trouble spitting out these words, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady, in pewter, red, and orange, with a nondescript franchise that, except for one long-ago Super Bowl victory, has had a dubious NFL history. That is stranger than Michael Jordan signing with the Washington Wizards. But hey, this fits right in with the surreal mood and out-of-whack condition of this country. And with a $30 million a year deal, remember, Florida has no state income tax. Cha-ching. Back to reality, I keep hearing sports leagues discussing possible return dates for games, even as, incredibly enough, Kevin Durant and three other Brooklyn Nets players have tested positive for the coronavirus, pushing the number of NBA cases to 7 and counting. We can stop the worship for the commissioner Adam Silver, who does look negligent now. Does he realize this league outbreak might have been prevented had he and team owners not insisted on playing games, even as cities such as San Francisco, where the Nets had recently visited, already were in a crisis mode? Why did Silver not act sooner in a sport where players literally drip sweat on each other? That would include Utah's Rudy Gobert and Detroit's Christian Wood, who, as I said on our last podcast, were matched up in the half court 63 times in a game in Detroit two Saturdays ago. Gobert, Wood, and Utah's Donovan Mitchell all have the coronavirus, and I can smell the lawyers lining up. Obviously, in the most hopeful best-case scenario, it will be months before we can begin returning to normal life in this country, and as long as athletes are testing positive for the virus, it would be criminal to even think about resuming sports until the landscape is completely safe and desanitized for athletes, fans, and everybody involved. I have absolutely no patience for delusional people who carry on with imperial privilege, floating above the rest of us as if this virus is folly. Somebody wake up the sports world. This ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. David Byrne, 80. People are dying everywhere, as Stephen Curry reminded in a video as he and his family self-quarantine in the Bay Area.
What's up, everybody? I know this time is pretty hectic and crazy, and there's a lot of uncertainty, you know, out there, but just want to take the time to encourage everybody to practice social distancing to the best of their abilities. I know you know, people are in a lot of different situations and a lot of demands, you know, from person to person, but as best we can, practice social distancing so we can get rid of the spread of this virus as soon as possible, flatten the curve, make sure you stay 6 feet away from people, wash your hands when you're going inside, outside, as much as you can, water and soap, and we can all come together collectively to stop the spread of this virus. So everybody do their part. I'm doing mine. I'm at home. Me and my family really enjoying family time. But as best you can, social distance yourself, and we can flatten the curve and get rid of this virus as soon as possible. Appreciate it. Stop the spread. Let's do it.
Yet, that said, people are all abuzz that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick broke up. Anybody else see the absurd inappropriateness of all of this?
Welcome to Unmuted with Jay Mariotti,
the podcast devoted to making sports talk great again.
Few have made more impact in sports media than Jay, and certainly no one has been called more names. Some actually true. He's the fiercely independent lightning rod who has produced massive ratings for ESPN's Around the Horn, made powerful waves as a national and major market talk host, and ruled Chicago as a columnist for 17 years. Unmuted is a topical whirlwind that doesn't stop until all the news is analyzed. So here he is, back from his day job in Hollywood. For the next half hour or so. Or maybe 40 minutes, depending on the Lakers, Raiders, Trump, and Odell Beckham Jr.'s latest mood swing. The one, the only, Jay Mariotti.
It's awkward and uncomfortable to be talking about this as the U.S. death toll from the virus passes 100 and spreads to all 50 states. But in the end, it is my job as a commentator who understands the surreal ramifications of Brady's stunning decision and what it means in the sports perspective. Years ago, if you had told me Brady would leave the Patriots in the year 2020 because Bill Belichick didn't want to meet Brady's financial demands after six Super Bowl titles and 20 years together, and that owner Bob Kraft would let his beloved Tommy walk to Tampa Bay, I'd have also said a snowball would be rolling through hell, or that the world would be halted by a virus from hell. But that's pretty much what happened after all those off seasons of Brady taking less money to help Belichick. The old grump apparently was hesitant to pay Brady $30 million a year at age 43, if not ages 44 and 45. This, to me, is Belichick stabbing Brady right in the back. There are certain collaborations in life that should stay together through the duration, especially as Brady was not the problem last season as much as the lack of weapons around him on offense, by no fault of his own, including Rob Gronkowski's retirement, Antonio Brown's missteps, and other issues. But just as Belichick wanted to move on from Brady to Jimmy Garoppolo a few years ago, before Kraft stepped in and Garoppolo was traded to the 49ers, Belichick wanted to move on this time. Finally, Monday night, Brady drove to Kraft's house amid the global pandemic and explained that he was leaving the Patriots. And Kraft did not talk him out of it. You don't think Kraft knew what Belichick was thinking? Of course, they knew. Kraft was playing good cop. Meaning, in Belichick's mind, he won his private war against Brady, and a foolish war at that. Is Belichick that much of an egomaniac to think it was all about him, that the system made Brady and not vice versa? Both men were principally responsible for unprecedented success in the NFL, yet Belichick needed to be bigger than Brady in history. Rather than shower Brady with the reverence he deserved, Belichick often would mumble, you've heard it, "Tom always does a good job like a lot of our players." That's what he would say. And obviously it created tension that somehow Brady was able to set aside when it was time to win big games. When we look back, both men will have their six rings in New England, but nothing more. Because approaching 70 with no established quarterback yet in a conference that could be ruled by Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs for a long time, again, assuming there is a long time, Belichick will not be winning another Super Bowl. And while Brady should have fun with quarterbacking master Bruce Arians, who loves an aggressive passing game and has Pro Bowl receivers and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, please. Brady, at 43, won't have the downfield arm strength of Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, and scatterbrained Jameis Winston, who was discarded after throwing 30 picks with his 33 touchdown passes with the Bucs. Tampa is hosting the Super Bowl next February, assuming there is an NFL season or a next February. Get used to that. I'm going to be using the word assuming often on this podcast, okay? Assuming. But the Bucs will not be anywhere near the field at Raymond James Stadium. At least Tampa Bay finally has a conversation piece worthy of constant national attention. But Belichick has made a huge mistake in the interim. He waited too long to sign Ryan Tannehill, who re-upped with Tennessee, and Phillip Rivers signed, as expected, with Indianapolis for 1 year at $25 million. Teddy Bridgewater could have been a fit as a manager of the Patriots offense, but he's off to Carolina, where Cam Newton is livid at the Panthers after a story on the team's Instagram site suggested Newton now could seek a trade. Again, amid a global pandemic, Cam Newton responded cluelessly, quote, "Stop with the wordplay. I never asked for it. There is no dodging this one. I love the Panthers to death and will always love you guys. Please do not try and play me or manipulate the narrative and act like I wanted this. You forced me into this. Love." End quote. Cam Newton. Again, global pandemic. Cam Newton. Clueless. Where is Newton headed? Perhaps to the L.A. Chargers, who didn't get Brady despite the close relationship between Kraft and Chargers owner Dean Spanos, who likely didn't want to meet Brady's asking price, even as Spanos needs star power desperately to grab attention in a market Los Angeles that paid no mind to the Chargers before the coronavirus gripped the region. It's truly stunning how much activity this league has had this week. Arizona players literally laughing on social media about stealing DeAndre Hopkins from the Texans and their bumbling coach Bill O'Brien. Oh, the Patriots did try to get Hopkins to maybe woo Brady, but O'Brien shunned his old boss Belichick and shipped the star receiver to Houston. Belichick getting it stuffed up his... Which brings me back to earth again. Yes, the Players Association demanded that free agency proceed this week, but Roger Goodell has the authority to declare a delay, and he didn't. Instead, the commissioner and the billionaire owners seem oblivious to an epic health crisis moving forward with business. As the one percenters they are, they sit there smugly amid the swirling league activity, the signings and the trades, having secured their collective bargaining agreement with the union that was force-fed down the players' throats and one that assures the owners their precious labor peace and presumed broadcasting riches through 2030. Never mind that we aren't sure there will even be a 2021 in this world or the rest of a 2020. Who knows? The vast majority of Americans are caged zombies at the moment, unsure whether a headache or a cough is nothing, or an allergy, or the flu, or the coronavirus. But the NFL thinks it's bigger than the most horrific pandemic of our time. As the $160 billion sports industry fears a crash amid canceled games and slashed media revenues, no league has more to lose than the NBA. This is a league that makes half its $9 billion in revenue from media fees, and now Adam Silver and the owners could lose their lucrative playoffs and finals in a season when massive business interests in China were damaged severely. And while Silver clings to hope that the finals could be played as late as mid-July, what player in his right mind will step on a court anytime soon when we have no idea how many players have the coronavirus? The Jazz, before being pulled off the court in Oklahoma City after Gobert's positive test sent shockwaves through sports, had played at home against Toronto, on the road in Detroit, that would be the Christian Wood game, and in Boston, New York, and Cleveland. The Pistons have most recently played in Philadelphia and New York, at home against Oklahoma City, and in Sacramento, Phoenix, Denver, and Portland, also that Utah home game. The Nets have played in L.A., at home against Chicago, San Antonio, and Memphis, and then on the road in Boston, Miami, Atlanta, and Washington. Already, the Lakers are self-quarantining. Don't players and personnel from all of those teams have to isolate as well? And what about NHL teams and concert performers who appeared in all of those arenas? How many there? Like 12, 13? And Silver is still talking about resuming the season? What is wrong with him? What is wrong with all of these commissioners? Silver would be best served preparing how to deliver some real bad news to the players. They won't be paid for games missed according to a doomsday clause in the collective bargaining agreement, meaning if the regular season is canceled, the players could lose $654 million in pay, and they are going to lose the regular season. Face it. LeBron James is going to lose $9 million in salary. Nobody weeping for him, but $9 million? Coronavirus? So enough with all this jabber about the resumption of sports. The Oakland Athletics have asked a coronavirus patient to throw out the first pitch on opening day. Do the A's have any idea when opening day might happen? 2023, maybe? What? Why would you do that? Are you absolutely delusional? You're in the Bay Area. You are quarantined, and you're talking about the first pitch on opening day. This is a bullshit shell game that leagues and franchises are playing with fans, planting these false seeds with gullible media people in fear of becoming completely irrelevant. Well, guess what? You already are completely irrelevant, except in your own minds. And the only reason I am doing this today is because I'm a sports commentator, and I feel like a complete fool talking about Tom Brady and all of this stuff. Kevin Durant, coronavirus should be talked about. I have to do this. It's my job. And remember, I have been through an earthquake in San Francisco. I went through 9/11 when I was breaking the news that Michael Jordan was coming back to basketball, which we mentioned earlier in the podcast. And then a bunch of TV people interviewing me about our breaking news ran out of the radio studio where I was doing a show because the planes had hit the tower in lower Manhattan. So I've seen it all here, and I'm shocked at the lack of perspective in sports. And don't tell the organizers of the Tokyo Olympics, the worst people of all here, that the games will not go on as scheduled in late July. Steve Kerr, assistant coach, U.S. basketball team, says that team is still preparing as if they're playing in Tokyo, which is absolutely nauseating. Greg Popovich and Kerr, the anti-Trumpers coaching this team, probably will be blaming the president for this at some point, even though Trump told the International Olympic Committee to postpone the games. I think we blame everything on Trump at this point. I'm trying not to. You know me on this podcast, a political neutralist. But all I hear today is Trump, 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 Trump. You really think Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, anybody would be doing a better job? Barack Obama. Again, we are venturing into the unknown. Now it's time for The Buzz, our deep dive into sports and life. Chris joins the program. Chris, Tom Brady and pewter is about as weird as it gets in a world that is quite strange right now. What are your thoughts on the Brady-Belichick breakup? And as we've seen in music through the years, is it not true that nobody wins when a historic collaboration dissolves? I can think of Lennon and McCartney, others. Did anybody win here?
Well, Jay, I think we won, didn't we, in sports media? I mean, as long as the world doesn't come to an end and the NFL is playing this fall, which I do believe will be happening. Think about the stories we get to tell now. Brady versus Belichick. And I don't know, I doubt that, although knowing the NFL, the Pats will somehow play the Bucks. I can't think of the Pats ever playing the Bucks before, but I'm sure that happens, what, every few years because the AFC East plays the NFC South at some point, I think. It's going to be great. The arms race now. Who can win without each other, right? Can Belichick? Can Brady? Now, Brady doesn't have a lot of time left. Belichick obviously can keep coaching and probably will keep coaching. And now Robert Kraft needs him to keep coaching. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out and the narrative of this story. Why is Tom Brady doing this? Why? I don't know why. Why did Michael Jordan do it? Well, as you love to tell the story and you chronicled better than anybody and reported on and wrote amazing columns about, Michael Jordan was forced out of Chicago. That entire team was forced out by an insane owner, an insane general manager. Here you have the owners back. Is Bill Belichick really forcing Tom Brady out? Or is Bill Belichick just being, you know, again, this is the story. Or is he just being mindful of reality, which is Tom Brady is very old, playing a position that usually you don't get to play that old, and didn't look great last year. So, Is Belichick being the prudent one? I guess we'll find out.
And Chris, have you changed your view on Adam Silver, as I have, now that seven NBA players, including Kevin Durant, have tested positive for the coronavirus? Shouldn't Silver have halted these games long before he did to possibly prevent this outbreak in his own league?
You know, Jay, I think it's hard. History will ultimately tell us how long Adam Silver had the knowledge. Did he have it somehow before we all did? Who knows? People want to look at our president and say that he made a poor decision not doing something quicker. Here's the reality. Nobody could have ever dreamt of this. As much as people want to say that the warnings were there, that the signs were there, sure. But nobody could have dreamt what is happening now. And your point hit it on the head. Whether it's Trump, Biden, Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, the reality is nobody, we don't know how anybody would act in this. I personally don't have more comfort in Joe Biden dealing with this. I don't have more comfort in Bernie Sanders dealing with this. I don't have a lot of comfort in Donald Trump dealing with this. What I do have comfort in is that this country has the most powerful government organizations and an insane amount of money. And when we actually do get our head out of our you-know-whats and put our mind to doing something, we do it. Department of Homeland Security, post 9/11, as an example. That's not a political thing. That's just reality. Adam Silver did what he thought was best and, frankly, opened up a lot of eyes and made people come to Jesus about what was going on. And every other sports organization followed suit. It took some, it took others some time to do it, but everybody came too. And yeah, maybe we could have prevented seven very strong human beings, very healthy human beings from getting the coronavirus. But also this opens up people's minds and eyes when somebody like Kevin Durant has it and says he's fine. When somebody like Steph Curry is home and telling people to stay home and flatten the curve, this actually helps awareness. We know in this world, people look up to athletes. They look up to Kim Kardashian. They look up to Taylor Swift and these people. That's reality. People aren't going to listen to what somebody from the WHO says, or the CDC, but they're going to listen to what those people say in the media and on Instagram and on social media. So this might be helpful, and it may have saved a lot of lives. I know, had Adam Silver not canceled games, I would have been at the Lakers game last Thursday night against the Rockets. We now know that the Nets possibly exposed the Lakers. That's why they're getting tested. So I would have been at that game. Now, granted, I'm not on the court. I wouldn't have probably gone to the locker room. But if this spreads like we know it spreads, who knows? So Adam Silver did the right thing based on the information he had at the time. If it proves that he had different information a lot earlier and didn't want to bite the bullet, so to speak, well, we can throw that probably on a lot of people in that position.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
And now a final Mariotti commentary too hot for ESPN, too smart for the internet, and too chill for political activism. Take it away, Jay.
If you have followed this podcast throughout the coronapocalypse, which, as a reminder, started weeks ago, not just the other day, I have been on a rampage about people who simply do not get it. Today, that includes out-of-touch New Englanders who are bemoaning the loss of the GOAT, Tom Brady, as the bars were shut down on St. Patrick's Day. Deal with it, you clueless drunks. Welcome to real life. This pandemic has created a level playing field in a world of haves and have-nots, one percenters and homeless, all of us capable of being infected at any time. No? Ask Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, Idris Elba, Kevin Durant, and other so-called celebrities who have tested positive for the virus, with more to come. Charles Barkley still hasn't revealed the result of his test. In a freaky way, the scare has united a troubled, turbulent world. Not that Jared Leto knew. The actor said he began a silent meditation in the desert 2 weeks ago. No phone, no outside communication, and didn't know until Monday that there was an outbreak. Said Leto, quote, mind-blowing, to say the least, unquote. I might like to try a silent desert meditation myself. That's our show. For our producer and editor, Chris, I am Jay, reminding you to never, ever let anybody mute you in life. That is our fourth podcast since last Thursday. Any other sportscaster on earth working like this?